Now, you've been looking at brachytherapy, it's called multi-catheter brachytherapy, accelerated partial breast irradiation. What were you trying to do? What was the basic idea behind the study that you've been reporting here?
Mm-hmm. The rationale behind APBI is that you don't do a irradiation of the whole breast, but an irradiation of that part of the breast only where the tumour was located. So after breast-conserving surgery, which is normally done in most of the cases, you do an irradiation afterwards, normally a whole breast irradiation, but there are results, there are studies that prove that you can also do a partial breast irradiation.
Indeed, there's been quite a lot of data saying that partial breast irradiation is actually very effective. But what about the accelerated bit of this?
You can do this partial breast irradiation in a very short period of time. Normally, whole breast irradiation takes a treatment time of 3 to 6 weeks, and an accelerated partial breast irradiation takes only with brachytherapy takes only less than 1 week.
You've been looking then at the effects of accelerated partial breast irradiation in a cohort of women with breast cancer. Can you tell me who you were looking at, what kind of patients you were looking at, and what you were trying to evaluate?
The patients that were recruited in this study are all patients with so-called early breast cancer. So these are patients where the tumor size was small and where no lymph nodes were involved, no distant metastases and these things, and where a good resection margin was done. So the whole of the tumor was resected.
And they all had breast-conserving therapy?
Yes, of course, yes.
So now you compared them with patients who had whole breast irradiation?
Yes, that's true. That's the thing that is gold standard, the whole breast irradiation arm. And the other one is the experimental arm, and there we did the brachytherapy using multi-catheters.
So can you describe the study to me?
Patients who had undergone breast-conserving surgery were asked to take part in that study if they had a low-risk breast cancer, early-risk breast cancer, and they were randomly assigned to receive either whole breast irradiation or accelerated partial breast irradiation using multi-catheter brachytherapy. And then about 8 weeks after surgery, these patients got the irradiation, and that lasted 6 weeks for the patients in the whole breast irradiation arm, and it lasted 4 to 5 days in the arm with the APBI. And afterwards, there were follow-ups, of course, and we do the follow-up till 10 years, and now we have the 5-year results.
So how many patients were involved?
Over 1,000 patients were involved, have been treated in the study, and over 550 patients received whole breast irradiation and over 630 received APBI.
What results came out of it?
We've seen that the APBI is not inferior to whole breast irradiation in terms of overall survival and local recurrence at 5 years. And we also saw that there are good results in toxicity. There are less early skin toxicities and also less late skin toxicities in the brachytherapy arm.
What about patient factors? What did patients think about having this accelerated regimen?
Well, we also did an analysis on quality of life, and there we've seen that the quality of life remains stable throughout the whole process, throughout the whole timeline, as it also did in the whole breast irradiation arm. And we basically saw very little differences between both arms. There was just one, we call it moderate difference between arms regarding the breast symptoms, which meant that the breast symptoms were better in the APBI arm right after irradiation and 3 months after. and afterwards the difference between both groups gets smaller again. So basically we can say that the quality of life is not worse in the APBI arm than in the whole breast radiation arm.
So it sounds sort of encouraging for this accelerated regimen, but what would you say to doctors? Should they think about advising their patients to have this form of therapy?
Well, it depends on the clinicians and what kind of department they are in. If they are in a department that knows brachytherapy and they have kind of a routine doing that, of course, they can offer this alternative to early risk breast cancer patients.
Is there any guidance coming, do you think, for doctors whether this could be a superior form of treatment in the future, or is that yet to be investigated?
That has yet to be investigated. We still need the 10-year the 10-year results, of course, and as I said, it's not a superiority trial, but these results are very encouraging, though. And in the guidelines, in the NCCN guidelines, for example, or also in the German guidelines, it is already written that this kind of treatment, accelerated partial breast radiation, can be offered as an alternative to selected patients. So this is really encouraging results.
Clearly, brachytherapy is very different from whole breast irradiation. What do you see as the potential advantages?
Well, one advantage is that the treatment time is kind of short. It's less than 1 week, and that's perfect for patients who would have to travel a lot every day to the radiation department, or who maybe suffer from comorbidities and can't come every day during 6 weeks or 3 weeks. And the accelerated partial breast irradiation does spare organs at risk. You can reduce the radiation exposure to the lungs, to the heart, for example, and this might decrease the late side effects.
So what do you think clinicians should learn from the experience you've had in this study? What's the message you'd give them?
The message is that this kind of treatment is a kind of option for selected patients. If you talk to the patients, they're very grateful. At first, they see the pictures of these catheters in the breast tissue, and they might be frightened or have some doubts about the invasive procedure of this treatment. But afterwards, they see that the cosmetic outcome is really good in most cases.
I'm Philip Ortmans, radiation oncologist, ESTRO past president, since 1 year working as head of department of the radiation oncology department of Institut Curie, Paris, France.
Now, we have been speaking with Rebecca Scheffer about the use of accelerated partial breast irradiation after breast-conserving therapy. What would you say about this new regimen and its value and its place? What do you make of the results that Dr. Scheffer was talking about?
Partial breast irradiation is the logical next step to decreasing treatment toxicity. We see that results are excellent. So for low-risk patients, we are currently, for breast cancer, for example, over-treating. So how to decrease treatment intensity? Of course, breast-conserving surgery and treatment is there for more than 30 years. But now with radiation therapy, we are decreasing our volumes and shortening the treatment time. Decreasing volumes means that we don't treat the entire breast, but only part of it, where it is the highest risk of local recurrence. And shortening the treatment times instead of the old-fashioned 5 to 7 weeks, which is already reduced to 3 to 4 weeks, it's now reduced with a treatment schedule like this in 1 week.
You have personally been publishing very interesting results on partial breast irradiation as an alternative to whole breast irradiation. What's the difference here with this accelerated partial breast irradiation?
The difference is not really a real difference. The difference is that you have several techniques to deliver partial breast irradiation. You can do it with external beam, you can do it during surgery, intraoperative radiation therapy, and the approach that is used in this group is with brachytherapy, in which you bring very tiny catheters, tubes, into the tumor bed. And after doing that, you make scanning, you plan your treatment, and you load the catheters from within, and you treat from within, close to the target volume, which is exactly the Greek meaning of the word brachytherapy, treating and close.
In your view, the particular advantage of doing this is what?
It's similar to the other ones, meaning that the results are equivalent. The treatment time is shortened a lot, but this, the newsworthy aspect of this presentation is that they checked not only the local recurrence, but also the quality of life of the patients. And they clearly demonstrated that comparing quality of life before treatment at 1 month, at 3 months, and then follow-up up to 5 years, there is absolutely no disadvantage by giving only local breast irradiation and shortening the treatment time to 1 week.
Is there clarity at this point about exactly how you should do your partial breast irradiation then? Has clarity been achieved with the help of this new paper?
No, honestly not, because the technique is a tool, and what you should treat is the primary tumor bed with the margin around it. So you have a target volume and you have to treat it. And this paper is only about quality of life. The earlier paper that was presented 2 years ago, they demonstrated that the results were equivalent to whole breast irradiation. This paper now confirms that it is not only equivalent in outcome, in oncological outcome, tumor control, but it is also equivalent in quality of life, maybe even if there is a difference, a little bit better.
Right, so what is the meaning of this in a few words for the busy cancer doctor? What does this mean for the cancer doctor and the doctor's patient?
We really have to consider for low-risk breast cancer patients further reducing treatment burden, and an excellent approach to this is accelerated partial breast irradiation, for which brachytherapy is an excellent solution.
So what did you make of Rebecca Schaefer's study looking at a comparison between whole breast irradiation and accelerated partial breast irradiation in this particular group of patients?
There's a whole lot of evidence that is emerging that we can reduce the dose and the treatment time and the volume of treatment in patients with breast cancer. So this is one of the examples of where we use accelerated partial breast. So a limited volume of the breast is being irradiated, and it shows that by condensing the dose and the volume of the treatment, we can have a very good outcome for these patients, which is, again, a way of reducing the burden for the patient in terms of side effects and in terms of time devoted to the treatment.
Do you think patients are going to go for this in a big way?
I think that certainly for the right selected patients, because this is always a thing that we have to bear in mind, there are patients that are suitable for this type of treatments and others that are not suitable, but for those who are suitable, this is certainly the way to go.